Let's head to Boston. Though, like me, he hails from the 212 area. He is the host of the flagship NHL show on the Believe Network. It's called Pass, Shoot, Score. He's a host. He's a reporter, a writer for the Hockey News. You'll hear him on ESPN+. You can follow on Twitter. The handle is at Shukri Writes. Shukri, really great having you. How's life treating you these days?
First and foremost, thank you for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure, man. And secondly, life has been pretty good these days. Can't complain. Very blessed, man. How are you doing?
Great. You know, when I have a first-time guest on, I like to kind of lay the foundation. First, I saw you're born October 5th. I'm October 4th. We know the early we know the early October guys rule. But, you know, when somebody says they're from New York, it could be me, North Jersey, Westchester. So give me the lowdown. Where exactly in the city were you born and raised? And as a sports fan, you know, who were your teams?
I was born in Manhattan, and I was raised in Brooklyn. And I would say for me, growing up, I grew up a lifelong Yankee fan. You know, baseball was my first love. And for me, I ended up later on in my life, like, falling in love with hockey. I watched the Rangers, Devils for many years, and as well as like the Bruins as well from afar. But I ended up taking a really good liking to both the Rangers and the Bruins when I was younger, and that's really how like my hockey love affair began. And for me, basketball wise, like so the Celtics being my team, and for me, like the way I looked at it was, James Dolan's a prick. He's a major reason why. he's a major reason why. Like I found myself not rooting for the Knicks, and like, yeah, that's really like how it all like began for me. Like it was just, you know, like following the teams and then discovering sports radio when I was a teenager. And that's really how all of this began.
You know, the thing is, I'm 31 years older than you. So when I grew up a Knicks fan, it was the Knicks of Willis Reed and Clyde Frazier. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't even think we knew who owned the team. We couldn't care less because we loved them so much. But I want to ask you a Boston question because we know what happened to the Bruins and we know what happened to the Celtics in Game 7. So is it fair to say that there have had to have been a lot of wellness checks on Boston fans today?
Oh, this certainly has to, because this has been a Boston spring of disappointment. When you think about what the expectations were when spring began, back on March 21st, you know, if you ask any Boston sports fan, do you think that the Celtics and Bruins would have a high likelihood of playing for a championship in June, you would have said, well, both teams, heck yeah. But no one expected that the Bruins was going to choke, blow a 3-1 series lead against the Florida Panthers, who happened to be playing in the Stanley Cup Finals that begins on Saturday. No one thought that the Celtics wouldn't get back to the Finals after the way they started the season. And unfortunately, the issues that crept up during the season and during these playoffs for the Boston Celtics, despite nearly coming back from 3-0 down to win the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. And I think more than anything, there's a great deal of disappointment, and I wouldn't call it anger, but like the way the Bruins created that anger when they collapsed against the Florida Panthers. But there's definitely a great deal of disappointment and a lot of questions needing to be asked.
You know, along those lines, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, in the immediate aftermath, there's a lot of emotion, but then cooler heads prevail. So be it you, the folks you're talking with, the fans you're hearing from, what are the questions? Is it break up the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown duet? How much are they putting on the young coach, Joe Mazzulla? I guess, what does the chatter sound like today?
You know, there's question marks surrounding this team, and there are a lot of people that are like, well, you should consider breaking up Tatum and Brown. And I said, there's very little chance that they're going to do that. And then there was a report from, I believe it was Sam Schreiner, just making sure I remember this correctly, in which that the belief is that the Celtics are they're not going to fire Joe Mazzulla, and that they're going to look to add a couple of assistant coaches during the offseason. That's going to be a big critical help for Mazzulla, who, let's face it, like, yes, there was a time in which that at the beginning of the season he was thrust into the coaching role after the abrupt suspension, or should I say team suspension, of former head coach Ime Udoka. And it was one of those things where, you know, the Celtics got up to a 21-5 start. Things were looking good. And then something changed when Brad Stevens gave him a contract extension. And I just thought that I thought that at the time that it was a little too soon. He hadn't really proven anything. And unfortunately, Joe Mazzulla, he's still a good coach, but he definitely has some major question marks surrounding his ability to lead a championship roster going into next season. But the one positive I will take from it is this. They will have Danilo Gallinari healthy for next season. That should be a big boost for the Boston Celtics for next year.
All right, let's go on to the NHL. And for the record, when I first started following the NHL, Bobby Orr and Phil Esposito were winning cups at the old Boston Garden. But yeah, in general, when you think of what the Kraken did to the Avalanche, what Florida did to Boston, you know, Vegas rolling through the West, just tapping into the reporter, the writer in you, you know, how many great storylines, how entertaining has this postseason been?
It's been really entertaining from every standpoint. I mean, despite the Bruins getting their hearts broken, and you could say it's self-inflicted in Game 7 or even throughout that first-round series, but the overall, the Stanley Cup playoffs has really been amazing. I mean, if you told me that at the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs that it would be an all-Southern or Western Stanley Cup finals like it is now with the Florida Panthers against the Las Vegas Golden Knights, I wouldn't have believed you. One of those teams is going to win the Stanley Cup for the very first time. And that in itself is just amazing to think that one of these two franchises are going to win the Stanley Cup for the first time. And it's going to help grow the sport of hockey even more. I mean, you already see that hockey is flourishing in Vegas, and it's become a big, important hit for the city of Vegas and as well as the metropolitan region. But to take it a step further, like, you just look across, like, the ratings in the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been terrific. You know, people are watching the good quality of competition between, or whether if it's the Bruins, Panthers, or the Panthers, Maple Leafs, or in the Western Conference, Dallas, Minnesota, Vegas, like, going up against Edmonton and things like that. So, but it's been really phenomenal to watch.
You know, I know that a lot of folks back in Boston are smarting, but I've got to ask you, as somebody who got to see the Islander dynasty with Mike Bossy, the season David Pastrnak had, 61 goals. I mean, it's in the last 10 years, only he, Connor McDavid, and Austin Matthews have had a 60-goal year. Even though it ended in frustration, just from your lens, how awesome was it to kind of see him game in, game out, and have a year like that?
It was terrific. I mean, because we've seen David Pastrnak score 48 goals in a season before. It was just going to be a matter of like, okay, what can you do over the course of a full season? When he scored 48 goals, it wasn't during the course of an 82-game season, unfortunately. And I do think that when you think about David Pastrnak and him being one of the pure great scorers in the NHL today, you think, as you mentioned, you talk about the late Mike Bossy, and you think about what he means to the Boston Bruins, and there was a reason why the Bruins gave him that long-term contract extension, because goal scorers like that, they don't come around often, and you have to pay guys that can put the puck in the back of the net. And it was really wonderful to see how he was able to elevate his game to the next level, especially in critical games for the Boston Bruins. So this guy's going to be a Bruin for a long time. He's excited. The fan base is excited to have him for a long time to come. And I'm going to sit here and tell you that he's only going to get better as a pure sniper.
Yeah, he's something else, man. Talking NHL hockey, Shukri Wrights, host of the Pass, Shoot, Score podcast, Believe Network. And as you mentioned, it's all set, those what I call hockey hotbeds, Miami and Vegas. But as far as the Panthers, you know, you mentioned they rallied from 3-1 down against Boston. And but really, since losing game 4 in round 1, they're 11-1. I mean, they had 122 points last season. While it seems like almost a miracle story, this is a really good team. These guys are legit, right?
Yeah, this is a really good Florida Panthers team. This is not a fluke at all. And I think the last few weeks have proven exactly just that. For those of you that have been paying attention that watch the NHL, and this is a Panthers team in which that, listen, you also got to talk about Sergei Bobrovsky and how huge he's been for the Panthers. You talk about someone who rediscovered his game. Like when he was in Columbus as a Blue Jacket, he was one of the premier goaltenders in the NHL, and then he lost his footing a little bit at the beginning of his Florida Panther career when he signed that long-term deal with the Florida Panthers to be the number one guy. So now you see a red-hot goaltender. We see how red-hot goaltenders can carry a team to the Stanley Cup championship. And it doesn't even just end there. You got to talk about Matthew Tkachuk, who right now is a leading candidate for the Conn Smythe Award winner for the playoff MVP. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Panthers won the cup that he is the Conn Smythe winner. That's how good he's been, especially with the overtime goals.
Oh, no, he's been lights out. I mean, and for folks who aren't aware, he's the son of Keith Tkachuk, who went to college at Boston
and
U.
And also the brother of Brady Tkachuk, who's
right.
The captain of the Ottawa Senators as well. Yeah.
That's right. It's not a bad family when it comes to hockey. You know, as for Vegas, I think because of the Bruins upset and some of the shockers, it's kind of easy to forget, oh, right, they were the West 1 seed. They've got that balanced scoring, you know, after they lost the opening game of their to start the postseason, they've pretty much been in command. So fair to say, Vegas being there, not really that surprising. A lot of folks had them as a real threat in the West.
Absolutely. And Vegas doesn't surprise me at all. And the reason why I say that is because Bruce Cassidy, he brought his system and his structure that he had with the Boston Bruins, he brought it to Vegas, and this is a team that plays that style to near perfection. You talk about a team that can grind it out, a team that can score. You look at last night's clinching game 6 against the Dallas Stars. I couldn't help but to be impressed with the way that they were able to utilize both the skill and as well as their physicality to impose their will on the Dallas Stars that was just finally beginning to gain some sort of momentum. And with the return of Jamie Benn to the lineup after he served the 2-game suspension. But you look at the goal scorers for Vegas last night, Carrier, Carlson, Colasard, Marchessault, and Willen Carlson, who have been absolutely dynamite for the Vegas Golden Knights. So this is a team that that has a balanced scoring attack. And you talk about not to be forgotten, Jack Eichel as well, who in his first year healthy, he's playing the Stanley Cup Final for the first time. So there's a lot of really good parts about the Vegas Golden Knights and a really good storyline about this Golden Knights team as they get ready to play for the Stanley Cup Finals a second time, and for the first time since 2018.
Yeah, the last thing I want to get to, I know the Knights are a pretty solid favorite, but I don't know, selling Florida short right now seems risky. So, you know, what's your read? Vegas a clear favorite? You have a lean either way? What are you thinking about how this goes and who might get to drink from the cup in a couple weeks?
I'm going to say that the Panthers win the Stanley Cup in 6 games because I've said this for a little while now. This Panthers team reminds me a lot of the 2012 Los Angeles Kings team. I've been very consistent on that point on the Believe Network Pass, Shoot, Score podcast. I've been consistent about it on Twitter as well. And I just feel like this goalie is going to outplay Aiden Hill, and that's no disrespect to Aiden Hill as well, but Sergei Bobrovsky is on another level. Matthew Tkachuk is on another level. Don't forget about like Carter Verhaeghe as well, who has been an absolute force for the Panthers throughout this entire playoff run as well, and as well as the play of Anthony Duclair and Aaron Hagblett, who's healthy. I just like this Panthers team a lot. I just think that they are not only that they're balanced, but they also get production from their blue line, especially Brandon Montour, who has been really underrated throughout this entire postseason run. But he's been solid, so I like the Panthers stricken from the cup in a couple of weeks.
There you go. Maybe we get a Jonathan Quick impersonation and to lead Florida. Folks, he's Shakuri Wrights. I got to remember to add the S to your last name. Generous with his time to join us on the show and talking NFL Finals. Follow along again what he's up to on Twitter. Shukri Writes, S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S, the podcast Pass, Shoot, Score. He also writes for the legendary Hockey News, which I used to get on the stand inside Port Authority. Shukri, thanks so much. I really, really appreciate it. And look forward to talking again down the road.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Stephen. Thank you so much for having me on. I enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, me too. You be well. Take care. Awesome stuff.